Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, we had a really eventful trading session today with all this geopolitical moves being made around Europe and the Russian and Ukrainian tension. So just a lot going on around the world driving the markets today. But we ended up higher. February lives were 55 higher at 142.42. The April lives up 17 at 146.35. June live cattle 32 higher at 141.45. August up 42 at 140.35. Technically speaking, we were a little higher today, but we're $2 or so off the high from 2 days ago in the live cattle. Still above some moving averages. The March feeder cattle were 65 higher at 166.87. The April's up 80 at 171.50. May's up 80 at 175.55. Kind of a sideways day today for the feeder cattle. Hogs were $1.12 higher in February, only up 10 in April at 102.32. May's up 10. Now, last week, the cash trade was right at 140. There was some 144 up north. This week, we're hoping to get 142 to 144. Midday boxed beef was up 24 cents on choice at 274.76. The feeder cattle index, as of Friday, was 162.64, a discount to March. But we still have about a month and a half before those converge.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Now, the grain futures market all over the place today. We were higher last night, initially out of the open, but then quite a bit lower this morning, and then grinded back higher. The wheats were anywhere from 3 to 6 cents higher, with July Kansas City wheat closing up 4.5, 8.32 1/4. Again, this geopolitical risk and the Ukrainian and Russian situation. So much of the world's export market goes through those ports in Ukraine and southern Russia. I don't know what the outcome will be. I don't believe anybody really does. But today the wheat market did rally back and was higher at the end, and about 20 cents off the low and about 12 off the high. So big ranges. Keep watching what's going on there, because I'm sure the party's not over in terms of the action. March beans are down 13 cents at 1570. The November beans down 1.5 at 1442.5. Now, they've been steady the last 2 days. Of course, they rallied over $2, $2.50 since the 1st of December on the November new crop beans. Corn was 3 to 5 higher. Now, currently, the equity futures are down pretty big here. Dow Jones down 200, S&P's down about 21 points. Crude oil up $1.67. Just like the wheat market, the energy markets are also watching closely what's going on in Eastern Europe.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.